Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Yud. The Gemara in Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom, is going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Hakayre mikan ve'elach lehifsid ka'adam hakayre b'teira." Somebody who recites Shema after the Shalish Shalish, after the 3 hours man is up, is lehifsid. He's like a person who is just reading the Torah. And the Gemara says, "Ika da amri amar avchista amar mar ukva my lehifsid shalehifsid brachas." What does it mean? He's lehifsid. Lehifsid means that he's not master of the brachas. He could still make the brachas of Kriya Shema, the two brachas that he recites before Kriya Shema, the two brachas that he recites afterwards, and it's not a problem, even though it already passed the Zman Kriya Shema. This Gemara is actually a raya to a chakira that is discussed in many Rishonim and Achronim, and the first place this comes up is in Brachas Taf Beis Amar Aleph. What is the gather of Brachas Kriya Shema? So if you look in Rashi, on Daf Beis Amar Aleph, Rashi says that somebody who reads Shema before this man could be yotza the mitzvah of Kriya Shema when he reads Kriya Shema later on. When he recites Kriya Shema al Amita, that's when he could be yotza the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Tosfos immediately asks, one of his many questions on Rashi is, how could he be yotza the mitzvah of Kriya Shema when he's reading Kriya Shema al Amita? He has to be mevarech shtayim lefanel, shtayim lachrel. Tosfos understood that if he's being yotza the mitzvah when he reads Kriya Shema when he's going to sleep, then he has to have the brachas along with the Shema as well. Because Tosfos must have understood that Kriya Shema is a brachas ha-mitzvahs. And when he's being yotza the mitzvah, he has to have the brachas as well. It's also a Ramban, the Ramban Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Hadova yodua, that avas oilam is a brachas ha-mitzvah for Kriya Shema. All mitzvahs need brachas over lasiyasan, Hallel, Megillah, and Kriya Shema as well. Rashi must have held that the brachas of Kriya Shema are not a brachas ha-mitzvahs. And it doesn't have to be that when you're being mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you have to have the brachas at that time. So even if you be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema when you're going to sleep, you could possibly have said the brachas much earlier. And Rashi is not the only one who holds that way. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba, and the Tshuvas HaRashba says, brachas of Kriya Shema are not brachas of Kriya Shema mamish, like Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMitzvahs. This Rashba is to be found in Chelek Aleph Siman Tzamach Zayin. And his raya is because the nusach of the bracha should have been Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvahs HaVitzavano Likraya Shema, like when Mavarech on Kriya HaTorah, Kriya HaMegillah. Rather, he says, Ela brachas hein shenisaknu b'fnei atzman, Ela shetiknu lo'omran l'fnei Kriya Shema ula achreha. He says that the brachas of Kriya Shema are standalone. They're not directly connected to the recitation of Shema. And he says that even if somebody said Shema without the brachas, he should go repeat the brachas without the Shema. And the Rashba says, I have a raya from our Gemara, Daf Yud Amud Beis, because the Gemara says, Akeru Kriya Shema shel Shachris Acher Shalosh Shos, Loi Hifsid Es HaBrachas, and he could read Kriya Shema with the brachas, even though it's no longer the Zman of the Kriya. What's the raya? If you were to hold that the brachas of Kriya Shema are brachas ha-mitzvahs, if he's not being mekayim the mitzvah now, then why should he be able to recite the brachas? When he's reading Kriya Shema now, he's not being mekayim a mitzvah. Maybe there's a din that he should say Shema, but not with the key of mitzvah, not the key of mitzvah bizmana. So why should he be able to say the brachas? So we have to explain this Gemara according to the Rishonim that hold that Kriya Shema is a brachas ha-mitzvahs, which we brought a raya that Tosfos holds like that. So we have to say as follows. There's an Or Zeruah in Hilchas Kriya Shema Siman Tes Zayin that says as follows. Someone who reads Kriya Shema after the Zman Kriya Shema is Ka'adam HaKarya B'Torah, but he still makes the brachas. Why? He compares it to the sugya in Perek Tfilas HaShachar. The Gemara says that somebody who missed the Zman Tfilah, he could recite davening even after the Zman. He'll get the schar of Tfilah, but he won't get the schar of Tfilah Bizmana. That means the Zman Tfilah is over by the Shor Revius. But a person can still daven until Chatzos. And there's two levels. There's a level of Schar of Tfilah Bizmana, and then another level of Schar of Tfilah Shloi Bizmana. The Or Zeruah seems to say that Kriya Shema has these same two levels. There's a Zman of Kriya Shema Bizmana, and that Zman is until Shalei Shois, but then there's a later Zman as well. It's possible that he could read Shema and get a Ktzas Kiyum. He could get a Ktzas Kiyum of Shema. And that Ktzas Kiyum of Shema goes past the Shosh Lishis, past the third hour. And it's possible to read the Shema even during Shah Revius. So it's possible to say that when our Gemara says, HaKere Kriyashma La'achar Zman is La'hifsir HaBrachas, yes, Ein HaChanami is not Mekayim, the mitzvah Mamish Ketikuna. And Ein HaChanami, when he reads Shema, then he's not going to get the full Kiyah Mitzvah of Shema. But it's enough of a Kiyah Mitzvah of Shema that even if the Birchas of Kriyashma are Birchas HaMitzvahs, there's enough of a Kiyah Mitzvah here, even though it's Shloi Bizmana, to be able to recite the Brachas as well. Have a wonderful day.